Ivory Coast has fired its police chief after a police officer shot and killed a French radio reporter. Government spokesman Patrick Achi said late Thursday Kwasi Yapo will replace Adolphe Babi as head of Ivorian police, following what he called an unacceptable act.
En attendant les résultats de cette enquête, le gouvernement décide.
Mr. Achi said the government is also awaiting the results of a joint French-Ivorian investigation into Tuesday's murder of Radio France international journalist Jean Hélène. Security Minister Martin Bléu, who took office last month, Friday rejected calls for his resignation. But he said he would reform the police force, improve police training, and remove heavy weapons from police officers. Mr. Hélène was shot in the head while waiting outside Abidjan police headquarters to interview opposition militants who were about to be released. The accused policeman, Sergeant Théodore Seri, has been quoted as telling investigators he did not act deliberately. Eyewitnesses say an argument preceded the shooting. The United Nations Special Envoy for Peace in Ivory Coast, Albert Tevoadjré, says the government should consider disarming police officers.
We want to disarm everybody now. You know, the police should be also disarmed somehow. I don't know. I understand that in UK, even in US, I don't see that the police people carry guns everywhere. You know, so it is important that this helps us to underline the need for disarming the spirits and the hands.
He also says Ivorians must believe in peace for the country to become reunited. Northern-based rebels suspended their participation in a power-sharing government last month, saying President Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to implement a French-brokered peace accord. The rebels say northern regions under their control are much safer than the government-held south, where police are heavily armed and run their own extortion operations at roadblocks. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.